a couple questions I had was, so the Bonneville shoreline, was this planned in Providence? What area of Providence was this original plan supposed to take place?
Okay, so the history of this, so you know the history of the Bonneville Shoreline Trail as a concept is kind of stretches to the early 90s when the idea was put together for a regional trail tracing this historic lakeshore, right? And this would basically cover all through the Wasatch Front and back. The total plan calls for about 330 miles of trail. And in Cache Valley, that translates to sections of the trail curving around both sides of the Wellsvilles, so in Box Elder and Cache County, all the way down to the bottom of the valley, and then looping up along our Bear River Range in the east. Okay, so that's the concept for the Bonneville Shoreline Trail. That was planned out in a little bit more official nature in 2002, I believe, and really kind of those lines put down in Cache Valley. Then Logan City has built their section, you know, that we all, you know, anyone who spends time outdoors in Cache Valley sort of knows that section going from First Dam all the way up to Green Canyon. Then this deer fence section, which is what we're talking about recently in Providence, is sort of a different beast in terms of how it ever, so there's a 1948 agreement between the Department of, the DLUR, Utah Department of Wildlife Resources, please correct me if I'm messing that acronym up, and private landowners. It's mostly private land between Dry Canyon and Providence Canyon. So this is a 1948 agreement that at the time was for what they thought would be a good way to keep deer out of what was then orchards and fields. And it sort of existed. The agreement was for the fence and the road alongside to maintain. When the Bonneville Shoreline concept came around, a number of those private landowners that already had that roadway on their land said, yeah, we don't mind if we open this up to public access. It kind of had been de facto public access for a long time. And that's where it remains. So we have this deer fence trail. Now, as a trail designer and somebody who's worked professionally with trails for some time, and just as a person who likes to go outside and walk, it's not a great trail. It's a fence line, so it's the shortest point between point A and point B on rolling terrain. So you get, if you've ever experienced it, it goes straight down and straight up and straight down and straight up again. So the problem there is with erosion, you're finding that, you know, there's even been sort of private efforts to try to put road base down. If you've ever visited that trail in late summer, it's kind of a sand pit on a number of places, and it's really sort of unsustainable for all the use it gets. So coming in as trails planner, one of my initial concepts was to further that trail farther east up into the hills. You effectively can pick a contour, and then instead of having trails that go straight down and straight up, you create something that really winds, has about a 5 to 8% grade overall, is a much more accessible trail for a lot of people, ends up being more scenic because you sort of change your viewpoint and you pull into a canyon and then pull back out of it as you follow that contour line down north or south. So there's the concepts. And I've been in conversation with landowners there to sort of promote that concept and see where we can move it forward in the near future. And then one of these landowners is developing land in Providence City. And so Providence City is their city limits come up and over this deer fence trail or Bonneville Shoreline Trail, this section of the trail. So it's in Providence City technically. It's at this point just open fields. And then there's plans, like a lot of open fields in Cache Valley, to turn it into single family homes. Talking with the developer and looking at their plans, the initial plan as it was drawn would basically have split it out and put you down along the sidewalk for half a mile in a suburban development before coming back up to the old deer fence trail south of that development. For a lot of recreationalists, this wasn't really an acceptable solution, so we had about 80-plus letters of support to the city administrator. We packed the house for a planning commission meeting, and I think it went very well. The initial, this is, so the way development works is there's a preliminary plat, and then a final plat document. And this is sort of the first hurdle that the Planning Commission agreed to say, you may develop this land as, you know, as you see fit here, as this is drawn up, with the condition that you put a temporary easement where this current trail lies that will remain there until we can develop a better trail further east. And from the developer's point of view, he wants to get that trail farther east and do what he can to make that happen quickly, because then those lots don't have a public access kind of corridor behind, directly behind them. Then all of a sudden it's far, far behind them up in the hills. And I think it's a win-win for everyone when we get that to happen. But that's really what we're sort of pushing towards. But it's going to be a more than this one developer process, in that there's Forest Service land affected, there's Logan City land, and a couple other private owners that we have to negotiate trail easements or property purchases from. So that's sort of where things stand, and we'll still have to keep an eye on the development process in Providence to ensure that when the final plat document comes through, that they're still maintaining that temporary public access.
Okay.
I'm good at talking. I can keep talking if you want, but I think that's sort of the concept to actuality to where we stand now.
Okay. One final question.
Sure.
So Stan Checketts, what was his original idea that nobody liked at the meeting? I mean, I'm trying to get a better understanding, getting both sides of the story. So what was his idea, and why was it shot down, I guess?
Sure. So it was the original idea, the way the plat was drawn, was that, so do you know this? So it's difficult. I'm talking on radio here, so I'm trying to think how I can paint this picture. But imagine you're on this trail. It's a fence line trail that you've known for your entire life in Cache Valley. As you get up on this hillside, you're above, you leave Dry Canyon, and you're walking down, up and down these hills that they might have a couple homes near them in a couple points, but generally you can look down the hill and see development in Providence. But otherwise, you're on a fence in the foothills of the Bear River Range. And that's this entire walk from, it's like 3 miles from Dry Canyon all the way down to Providence. And you're on a hike. You're in the woods, effectively. Well, then the plan, as it was drawn, what would have happened this summer is that development would start, and then you would get about a mile and a half down that trail. Then you would hit a fence. You would have to turn right, go downhill, and then walk on a suburban street. So your 5-foot sidewalk, your parking area, you know, your travel lane for cars, and a suburban home near you, you know, to your left. And you'd have to walk down a suburban street for a half mile before getting back on a trail. And before you're getting back into this experience of, you know, listening to the birds and being surrounded by open space and nature. And so I think for a lot of recreationalists, that's not, then people that, you know, use this trail for training in the spring, it's one of the first, when we all have spring fever and we're sick of, you know, the white snow, it's one of the first places to thaw out that you can get outside and run and bike and hike. So I think that concept of all of a sudden, you know, a big portion of this trail disappearing and turning into suburban, we can all walk on suburban streets. There's not that much of an amenity to that. But there's a huge amenity to being out on a trail in nature, not to mention various, you know, health and psychological benefits. So I think that was really what people objected to, was this, he wasn't going to close the trail particularly. And the community did thank Mr. Checketts, because he's been a major landowner, generous enough to allow public access on this trail. I mean, I think in his family since the late 40s, early 50s. So anyhow, that's sort of where it stands, and that's what had people concerned about a development along this trail. It's sort of like imagining you've got this, this roadway that you like to drive, that you go from point A to point B, and it's just a nice scenic drive for you. But now all of a sudden there's a big development, and you've got a detour through a parking lot for half an hour or for half a mile.
All right. My final question is, for our listeners' sake, what do you want us to know about this plan, the idea of the Bonneville Shoreline Trail, and what's there to know for us?
Sure. I think I want the listeners to know that if this is something they're interested in, if this is something that they support the concept of, that they should pay attention to a new Trails website that I've been trying to develop the last couple months. They can go to trails.cachecounty.org. And I think they're going to hear when there is news about Bonneville Shoreline Trails development, whether that's showing up at a meeting to voice support, whether that's a call for volunteers on a beautiful Saturday to sort of maintain or break new trail. I'll be working closely with the UCC to, and that's the Utah Conservation Corps, to help build something that's really high quality. And I just want them to know if they have questions about it or anything else, they can always reach out to me. I'm a public servant working at Cache County Development Services. And I just, I think the last thing I would just encourage is to, if you're curious why somebody like me or some other people you've run into in the valley seem excited about something like a trail, the Bonneville Shoreline Trail, and what it can mean for community health and community wellness and just making Cache Valley a great place to live. Next time you're in Ogden, next time you're in Salt Lake City, next time you're down in Draper, check out some of their sections that they've built. It's really a beautiful thing, and I think can add a lot to making your neighborhood you live in, and the reason we all love Utah for its outdoor spaces, it's bringing the outdoors down into the neighborhoods. So I think that's really the value I'm seeing in it, and I'm looking forward to realizing.
All right, Dayton, well, thank you very much for your time, and I will get to you tonight when it comes out.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate you putting this together, and I look forward to seeing that link in my inbox.
All right, thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye.